They're
great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's Frank Caliendo. It's good to see you, man.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
You see that look that Chuck is giving me over there? I hope it doesn't break into my voice. That's going to be nuts. He does not sound like me. He looks like a fool. Kenneth, tell him he's crazy.
Just waiting. Number one, from the clip
that
seen,
was you talking. My fault.
Sorry, let me mirror what you're doing over there.
All right. That's how bad stuff happened around here. You know, it's been really fun watching all your promos. But I'm not going to be happy. They say you do me really well.
He's been doing that for the last 5 minutes.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Should I stay or should I go?
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Our buddy Frank Caliendo, Uber whore.
Yeah.
That is said with love. Boy, he has really made it to the big time. He got skewered by Tom Shales today at the Washington Post.
Tom Shales was a little rough on him today.
Yeah.
A little. Really?
It was not to the level of one of Tom Shales' Kathy Lee Gifford Christmas special reviews.
That's the top, right? Mm-hmm. When he's skewering somebody, that's the absolute top.
But he does not have a lot of nice things to say about Frank.
Oh, dear.
The show, mainly. Not so much Frank, right?
Well, no. Hold on.
Frank, too.
Yeah, him, too, though.
Oh,
he,
dear.
Said he...
Well, I mean, what did he say? I mean, his impressions are spot on.
It's only Washington, D.C., and does anybody have the newspaper?
Somewhere handy, yes.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike Show. I got to remember
that cowbell.
I got to remember. Yeah, we need more cowbell. I got to remember to bring my own newspaper in every day.
Yeah. Well, you have it at home, right? You have it at home.
That's where I read it originally.
Right? I have it at home. I did not read. I saw the Frank thing. I didn't read the Shales review.
He killed him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I was wondering if you guys wanted to hear any more like news on the Jankum stuff, because I don't know if you guys.
No.
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 Why not?
Thank
you. Know, sitting here, we're really waiting for a review of our fabulous singing.
No, that's not coming, Mike. I don't think that's coming. Although those
it
guys,
was Jankum.
Those nice guys at Best Buy. Uh-huh. I don't know why they.
The Geek Squad?
Yeah. We said, any request at all, who can we thank? What can we say? And I swear to God, they said, if you could just mention. That we're going to have a lot of sales the day after Thanksgiving.
Because they really need the business for that.
Did you hear when they said that?
Yeah. We really hope a lot of people come out. Well, a lot of people are. You know, I said, dude.
Good luck finding
parking. A lot of people are going to come out on Friday.
Because those guys were incredibly nice to bring that thing.
They were wonderful.
There.
Yes, they were.
And I believe they were, I mean, some of those guys were actually the Geek Squad.
Yes.
Because one of the guys
had the logo.
A Geek Squad jacket.
Yeah.
I really wanted to steal that jacket.
Didn't you think the one guy looked like the Chinese guy from Heroes? Anyway, we're standing outside with him. We're going, okay, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for bringing it. Anything at all we can do. Anything at all. Well, you know, we got lots of sale. And then the one guy said, I think this is going to be the hottest item this Christmas.
he was stating the obvious a couple of times. So get to the Gaithersburg Best Buy on... the day after Thanksgiving.
5 a.m.
it opens?
Wow.
Wonderful.
The multiple personalities of Frank TV.
Yes.
Sketchy indeed. Frank Caliendo, a round young comic.
Okay, right there. That's Shales right there. You know where he's going.
With a following of interneters and sports fans, has been given his own series on TBS, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't know what to do with it. As a result, Frank TV premiering tonight has a strange, timid, cloudy countenance that's too cold to be warmed up to.
Oh, that's Shales being Shalesy.
That is the first paragraph.
That's Shales being Shalesy.
And then here's the last paragraph.
And that's how you usually, that's how you read it, right? I mean, that's how you can read the whole newspaper.
I don't retain a lot from school.
Right.
But one of the things I did retain from some class in school was like, hey, here's the biggest shortcut of all time.
Right.
Read the first paragraph and the last paragraph.
The lead and the close. And you're all set.
Right.
So here's the close.
Don't need any of the meat in that sandwich.
Caliendo's Frank TV is as meek and bland as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great Metro newspaper. Unfortunately, no matter how many people the star becomes, neither he nor the show ever turns into Superman.
Ooh. Ooh. That's mean. That's Shales being mean, but that's what he's paid to do. Mm-hmm. He's paid to be mean. All right, now you're looking at some of the meat, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're looking at some of the slices of salami in that salami sandwich.
Yes, I am.
The chewy center.
You know.
Now, other than that, he piles on. He's just piling on.
Okay. Anyway. Well,
that's
we'll
Tom
see.
Shales.
You know, he's in a good time slot. Isn't he on at 11 o'clock at
11
night?
11 o'clock tonight, right.
He's only, but he's up against, you know, the talk shows, but they're all dark, so mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, dog. You know, that it really wasn't working for me.
Oh.
singing was a little pitchy, you know. Just wasn't working.
Well, Randy, I think you're a little pitchy, okay?
Well, I was feeling it. I don't care what you say, because I know America will vote for our band, Booger Sugar.
Booger Sugar, the band.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
You guys should have played that White Power song that Rob liked.
Unfortunately, that's not part of the game.
It's not in the machine.
Oh, come on. You should make it up.
Hard to believe that that is not in Rock Band.
Well, you can unlock it if you get to that level.
Oh, that's right. You can unlock that song. It's a bonus.
But it reminds me, once again, the kids have voted, Mike.
Yes.
This time, it's a surprise. It's an all-girls school.
Really?
What's that? Holton Arms.
That's the end of the round.
Holton Arms is called, and they've made this the most requested song of the day.
KCBQ.
Wow.
As you know, every day we play the song the kids call for the most.
White power!
Oh, my. Wow.
White power!
Hey, you see that guy down by the stage? I think that was Ed Norton.
Before it gets too late, white power!
That was Ed Norton right down there with real skinny suspenders.
Today.
Wow.
I love it when you make it a ballad.
He's coming to the microphone.
Here he comes.
What
it
great
should be
news.
Taken.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
It should be taken at a different tempo, a more reverent tempo.
Yeah.
White power in America. White power today.
Hello, Don
White
Mike
power
show.
In America.
Hello.
Before it gets too late. White hello. Power.
Okay, get away. I'm going to throw a drumstick at you.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Not even Thanksgiving.
Your song would have sounded good if I was on Butt Hash.
Butt Hash.
A lot of calls. Another,
why, it seems, are we getting all these calls about Jenkum?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Her body's like a cyclone. She moves it all night long. Hey, Don's and Mike's.
Yes.
I need a little white folk to come over and open my new club. I'm in Sacramento. I need you boys down here.
I don't know. I can only give you the advice that Mr. Miyagi said. Wax on, wax off.
But I don't doubt that call was truly from Sacramento.
That's what I believe that guy does all the time.
Or as he said, Sacramento.
He wax on, wax off. Hello, Don and Mike show.
A new all-time low.
What was an all-time low?
That segment.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What we're shooting for.
What was your least favorite part of it?
And don't say everything.
It's hard to narrow it down because it all sucks so badly.
Yeah, but I mean, Ash, take the one. I mean, really don't say everything. You can't do that. It's not fair. Give us really what you thought the low point was.
Man. I'm sorry. I just can't nail that down.
You know what? I'm sorry that you are not the critic that we're looking for.
You're no Tom Shales, sir.
Because in some weird way, you must have enjoyed the performance of Booger Sugar on the Xbox Rock Band game, because you cannot tell us what you didn't like about our performance.
Yeah, and everything is a cop-out. You know, you want to really, like, narrow it down, what you really hated.
I need you walk down here.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, thank you.
Another satisfied customer.
There he goes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Corey from It's All Relative.
Hi there, Corey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Corey. I remembered you on It's All Relative.
That's right. Radio gods, just quick.
Hey, hold on a second. Sugar. Is this Corey from the game It's All Relative?
Yeah, remember Corey from It's All Relative?
Oh, my God. Go on. How many hours has it been since we played that game?
I don't know, but I love you guys.
We love you too, Corey. That was the best game we've ever played on the radio.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Guess who's on the phone, Buzz?
I can't imagine.
Can you recognize? Say hi, Buzz, and he'll know who this is.
Hey, Buzz, it's 420 time, boy.
Wait.
What say you?
Is this
Corey?
Yeah, Buzz.
Yeah.
You're goddamn
Corey,
right, Buzz.
The Corey from It's All Relatives?
Good timing. That's right.
I enjoyed that. The pause was wonderful.
Thank you.
Is this Corey?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Core retard.
I'm here.
Hello?
I got to tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
Oh, I know what this is.
Who is this?
Who is he sampling?
This is Christopher.
By the way, my name is Bruce Dickinson.
What's he sampling,
this
Robbie?
This is Christopher Walken from the Saturday Night Live More Cowbell sketch.
Yes,
oh, the Blue Oyster Cult sketch.
Well, that's all right, because actually that's very timely, because
yes,
we do need more cowbell. We are just like the guys in that studio.
I'm your cowbell guy.
I think it needs more cowbell.
Fantastic.
I got to have more cowbell.
I got to have more cowbell. That's it. That's a good call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, number one fan here. I just like to say that when y'all were playing that video game, that, you know, Joe did such a good job playing guitar. Don, you did a good job playing drums. And, Mike, you did such a great job singing. Gotta go, number one fan.
That's how it goes. I like that. You know, we could do it. I could do everybody calling us like that.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, that was horrible.
Thank you.
Thank you. What did you specifically, what was something that you really didn't like specifically?
Mike, your singing was totally off. John, your drumming was horrible. And Joe, for a man who stoned off his ass, could not play the guitar to save his life.
Just listen and don't question why.
Right. That's
Thank
it.
You. Mm-hmm. I would also.
Shut up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so stoned. Sugar Booger, your hearts were into it.
No, Booger Sugar.
The name of the band, sir, is Booger Sugar.
Yes, Sugar Booger. Sugar Booger is what we call our significant others. Pass me the rolls, will you, Sugar Booger?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike, what's happening?
And Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm going to book that Sugar Booger band on my anniversary.
What? Did you understand anything he just said?
Sugar Booger Band.
He wants to book it for his anniversary.
Why did you bomb my country on 9/11?
How many people will be there?
I'm in Lodi. We love you here in Lodi, man.
Okay, no need to answer that question.
I got my eye on you. I am profiling you right now. I'm going to be on alert. TSA this weekend, baby. TSA.
Abu from Lodi.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to need you to step out of line, and I'm going to need you to
be here. I'm going to wait for you guys.
You'll be there waiting.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I didn't know that Lodi had a lot of cab companies.
And they're the free taxi from Sacramento.
See? He drives a taxi.
All my brother work on the airport. I'll mention my name.
Okay, good news.
No problem.
Will you say hi to your wife for me? Hi, Dot.
Dot. And he's gone like the wind.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Terrorist.
Don and Mike.
Hey, man, Robbie. Hello.
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, this is Casey. I called about 6 years ago. Do you guys remember me?
Oh, you're you're the number one fan from 6 years ago.
Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Right.
I just think that I wanted to say that that guy was an idiot from It's All Relative calling, thinking you guys would remember a pea brain like that. It's unbelievable.
He's not smart like you, is he, Casey?
I thought your plane was amazing.
Thank you, F-Stick. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. You remember me?
Sure we do.
Sure. Refresh our memories.
On for real, though, right? Remember the blind dude, right, that won a Super Bowl joint for you?
The blind dude who won a Super Bowl what?
Super Bowl ticket.
Tickets. Super when Bowl
a
tickets.
Blind, did we once give Super Bowl tickets to a blind guy? It sounds like us.
But it was under the condition that he drive to the game.
No, seriously, I came in that jank.
I remember that the company came up with one Super Bowl ticket. Wasn't that right, sir?
Yeah.
And in order to defuse the entire contest, you gave it to a blind listener. Yeah. Right.
How'd you like the game?
Well, it was all right, man. The seats were too far up. I couldn't see the field that well.
Right.
Well, you're blind. But, you couldn't see the field if you were right on the 50-yard line in the front row.
I know that blind people often have their senses, their other senses heightened.
Sharper.
That is the urban,
not in this case.
That is the urban legend, mm-hmm. much like the spider biting Peter Parker. So tell me something, with your incredible bionic ears, what do you think of the performance of Booger Sugar? Come on now.
The best I ever heard, man.
Really? Are you high right now?
Am I high?
Are you high? Yeah, you sound like you might be high.
He would have no way of knowing if
his eyes are red. I'm just a laid-back brother, man. That's all.
He would have no way of knowing if his eyes are red.
Listen, yo. Question I have, right?
Yes, yo.
Listen.
Yo.
It's kind of old, though, right?
Yo.
But, you know, the curve your enthusiasm train, right?
Yeah. Yes, LD.
The way it ended, right?
Uh-huh. That's right, with the blacks, yes.
I couldn't see it. Did he bang her, y'all?
Did he bang her at the end of the Curb Your
Enthusiasm? Yes, they woke up in bed together. Oh, the kids were jumping in bed with them.
Yeah.
Triple X rated action, too.
You're kidding me.
Is she talking about Larry David?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Larry David with Triple X rated action.
Yeah.
Nothing I would like to see on TV more.
Hey, caller?
Yeah, man.
How old were you when they told you were black?
That's funny, man. Dave Chappelle.
You like that?
Hey. See, Rob's tipping his hand. He's a Chappelle fan.
That's funny, man.
That was funny. All right, dude. Well, I tell you what. It's, as I see on the clock, no time left for cripples. So we have to thank you for your call. And
hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
That's my D, man.
That's my D.
Personal message.
And he's out of there.
And a blind guy hangs up on you.
That was good.
That's my D.
Yeah, Rob. Chappelle.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, what's happening?
You guys did a great job.
No, we did not, please.
Yes, you did. This could start a whole new thing. You know, I can just see you guys playing Call of Duty on, you know, over the radio.
Call of Duty would be fantastic because you'd hear all the explosions and you'd hear the dialogue because Call of Duty is like a little mini movie.
You know, if we
how is the game set up? Are you all on the same screen? Are there four players? Or
you know, this is actually a good question. Uh-huh. Yes, the drum. You know how you follow the lights. The lights for the drummer are on the right side of the screen. Mm-hmm. The lights for the guitarist are on the left side of the screen, and the lyrics
are a crawl up at the top.
Crawl up on the top.
And the thing is that you have to follow the instructions. The first thing is it says continue, then start, and then take your pants off. We have to play without pants.
It was one screen.
And you got to do what we do. You got to endlessly turn it on, then have everybody hit the wrong buttons,
right.
Then turn it on again, then reset it again.
But if you want to take an extra 10 or 20 minutes to get it going, bring Joe over and have him play with the frets.
That's the fun.
I don't know if we explained that correctly or when we were setting this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Best Buy said, don't touch any buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So as we kept resetting this thing.
We weren't looking at Joe. We were all looking at the screen, the TV screen, where it was supposed to, for some reason, it was not resetting the right way.
And as it turns out, every time the guy would reset the game, Joe would push one of the buttons on the guitar because he was just sitting there playing with it.
He was playing with it because it had little buttons that you could move, and it had bright colors, and it was very, very tempting. Very tempting for Joe to play. And as Joe said on Gimme Shelter, that's easier to play on the real guitar than it is on the Rockstar.
Wow. Gotcha. Hey, when we come back, well, not when we come back directly, but Rob, are you up for some Thanksgiving shemale fun?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
I think we might have to dial for some TVs today.
Oh, best cooking time of the year.
Have some good fun with Robbie. We'll do something that involves you, maybe when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.